Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be.
Do you know this song?
And
yeah.
Maybe things don't change enough.
This is the Willie Nelson
version. To be called
version.
Creativity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To those who think that this
I don't think you do know the song.
Yeah, I don't know the actual real song.
No, you don't know it.
What the fuck
I can see it in his face.
You.
He was lying. I caught him lying.
Well, at first I thought you meant just this, our theme song. But then I realized that you meant I didn't know.
Sound podcast.
Why would I ask you if you knew the fucking theme song to our podcast? We play it at the beginning of every episode. I mean, I know you're not really like into the podcast. Thought I was doing some of my patented comedy. No,
are you
I was
trying to mess with me.
Oh no, I would never. I was yeah, no, that's it's a song. What's it? Now I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should have. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You know that song? Anyways, so Ben, what's up? How's it going? Hey, 2024 called. And they're saying hello because it's 2024.
Yeah. Hello, 2024.
Oh, you said hello back. Oh, your camera just turned off for some reason.
I don't know what's going on today.
Okay. You having some technical issues, is it safe to say? Do you think you can make your camera come back on, or is that asking too much at this point? Are you worried that if you do that, it's going to cause other problems?
It said it was unplugged, but it doesn't look like it's unplugged, so I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it. Well, listen, we'll just do it with audio only. I won't be able to tell when you're itching to interject. I won't be able to make fun of any of the God, I wish I remembered what you were wearing and stuff, and if there's any funny stuff on the walls that I could be making fun of and just sort of pretending like I can still see it. But what's happening, Ben? What's happening in 2024? New man?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with you today? Yeah, right, you guys can hear it, right? Something's different. With he's oh
okay. I just pressed start and it started for some reason.
Okay. Oh hey, fucking that sentence. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm sure it does make sense or whatever in the context of what he was doing. But think about what he just said. Oh, I just pressed start and it started for some reason. Like, what are you talking about? That's literally what happens when you press start.
I didn't know that's all I had to do.
Gotcha. Sometimes it's just that simple, my friend. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the correct one. But let's try that one more time. 2024, Ben, are you a new man?
Yeah, a little bit.
So what are your new... Did you make any... Are you a resolutions guy?
Well, I signed up for a new thing.
The gym? Oh, no, you go to the gym already.
Sorry, it's not the gym.
Okay, but you know that people do that, right? I hate those. As somebody who's like, you know, I'm big into bending bar and I'm like a big gym rat, I get disgusted at those fucking pigs when they come in there in January. Oh, you want to try to better yourself? Fuck you. This is our fucking place to bend bar, you fucking scum. That's what I say. I'm a big gym guy. I've always been a big gym guy. I know it doesn't necessarily show. I don't do a lot of muscle building stuff. I do a lot of stamina related things. Okay. So what is it? What did you sign up for?
I signed up for class.
Okay. So you literally cut out there. I'm not joking. You actually cut out there where it actually was like, I signed up for bang class. Like, this is an issue we don't normally deal with. I hear it sometimes on other podcasts, you know, when there's like a cutout or a drop button, I'm like, holy fuck, man, get your shit together. It's okay. Don't change anything, but you do have to repeat what you just said. And I'm going to give you a cinematic suspense here. Ready? Here we go.
acting class.
No, I'm not laughing at you doing acting class. It's just like something about the delivery of it. It was so underwhelming. You know what I mean? And then by the, like you were saying, like acting class, so it's like the whole idea of it is to be sort of, you know, and then it's like, act. I guess that's why you need the class, I guess you could say. Now, what type of, where are you, is this one of these fucking things you found on the internet? It's at some person's fucking house and you got to pay him $6,000 and you end up fucking, you know, waking up 6 hours later and maybe their tickets of Polaroids.
Well, my friend that does improv said he was taking acting classes, and I asked him which one.
Okay, so, and then, this friend that you do improv, is it part of your improv troupe? Hello, thanks for you. Where are you talking to? Or is it the unnamed? No. It's a different, it's just a...
He's not another of those. He was in my class before.
Oh. Just one of your, one of the dudes, eh? What's his first name?
Michael.
Oh, it's not, it's too common. Can we give him a new name for the podcast? You think of one that's like a little bit more, has some more pizzazz.
Gerald.
What the fuck? That's a name you think has pizzazz? Gerald? It's like the least pizzazz of any name. Other than maybe like Trevor. Okay, so, and that's not, I'm not, no, I like the name Gerald. It just doesn't have pizzazz. Okay, so Gerald, it's going to confuse you though, isn't it? Okay, we'll call him Michael. We'll give him, we don't have any other characters named Michael, so I think we should be okay. So is this guy a good enough friend that he should become a character? Like, will you talk about him again or?
I'll probably see him at the class.
How come you haven't talked about him before? How long has he been your friend?
I only like see him at improv stuff sometimes.
I see. He's more of an acquaintance.
Yeah, we haven't really hung out outside of improv.
Have you ever
the first
had like an emotional conversation?
No. This is the first time I messaged him. I asked what acting class do you take.
Gotcha. And he just sort of gave you the information. He was like, hey, what's up, buddy? You know, how are things? Nothing like that. Do you guys ever say like, how are things?
Maybe like if I see him at like an improv jam or whatever,
you might say like, "How are things?" You know.
I talked to him at the. I went to the Blind Tiger improv holiday party.
So
I talked to him there for a while.
I'd love to. We'll get back to that because I'd love to hear more about that conversation. But Blind Tiger, if you're wondering, that is the that is like, for as far as I'm concerned, they better at least had a free bar. Right? Because, I mean, you pretty much paid for that party. I mean, if we're being honest here, with the amount of classes you've taken there and money you've given those people, I mean, you pretty much fucking funded the entire party. Yeah, that's Blind Tiger is the place where Ben, that's kind of the famous place where he went. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, you know that that's where he did improv, and he did his famous five, the famous five, where he failed five times. Wait, was it five? Or I forget the actual.
I failed four, so I took it five.
Yeah, the famous four. So I mix those up sometimes. The famous four, the four fail, the famous four fail, the triple F, famous four fail, happened at Blind Tiger. So that's cool that you still kind of hang around there. And I guess it's kind of, you're kind of probably like a celebrity around there in a way, though. When you come walking in, they're like, "Yo, hey, there's." I heard that they call you Four Fail Frank. Is that true? No, that's fun. Hey, the Blind Tiger people, lovely people. A lot of them I actually like a lot. That's true. So, was it a fun party? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, that was good.
Where was it?
It was at a bar that's like, it's sort of like a Legion, but I don't think it's officially a Legion.
Okay. That's kind of fucked up place. That's kind of a weird place to have it. Is it just because it's the place that was like beside where the old place was? Do you know what I'm saying? Like where they used to do it?
It's
on Main Street, right? Yeah. So I know the place that used to be a Legion band. The place you're thinking of used to be a Legion, and it's not anymore. So that's why it has the feel of a Legion. Really, that's the truth.
They have like war medals. And
yeah, I know, because it used to be a fucking Legion. They left a bunch of the shit up. Now it's not officially a Legion anymore, but it basically is. I just fucking told you that. Why are you trying to argue with me?
I wasn't arguing. I was trying to add on to
Listen, man, you watch yourself, man. I am just ready to snap. I did want to talk to you about something, though. Something that you did that was quite kind. Do you know the thing that you did that was nice?
Maybe.
Okay. I can't imagine you do that many nice things where it would be like there's all these lists that you'd have. I think you probably know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
Band. So I get a call from the other room. I'm sitting in my very office where I'm right now. What do you think, by the way, Ben? It's looking a little better behind me, eh? We got the plants.
Yeah, the lighting.
Yeah, we got the lighting. We got stuff up on the wall a little bit. We've changed things around a little bit. It's a good vibe. But I was sitting in here, and all of a sudden I hear from the other room, oh my God. And it's Ariel, Ariel, my pregnant partner who I live with. And I said, what's up? And she said, Ban got us something from the baby registry. Let's give it up. I almost forgot I had a sound thing there. I mean, incredible. So he said, thank you. I just want to say thank you. Very, very generous of you. You didn't have to do that. It's very, very nice. First thing I said to Ariel, I'm not joking. You can ask her. First thing I said to her is, I said, I want a cost on that. I want to know how much this motherfucker dropped. Because if he went with some little shitty little thing, I'm going to rip him a new one. But let me tell you, folks, I'm kind of impressed. This guy spent almost $100. This guy did not. It might have even been $100. Like, he spent a significant amount of money. He got a real. What you got was a little cute, tiny little baby rain suit, basically a rain suit, which you need in Vancouver. You know, everyone knows you need those. It's very cute. I will post a photo up. I'll show it. But yeah, let's give it up again for Van. Coming through, and that's out of nowhere. We hadn't even been discussing it. Just all of a sudden, that happens. Now, I have a question for you.
I thought it was supposed to be before the baby shower.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's why it sort of. I was wondering, hey, why are you? What you know? What led to this? I thought maybe your girlfriend, but no, she didn't have it. Like, hey, you should maybe get something from. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, like a girlfriend will help you out with something like that. But no, you decided on your own.
Yeah, well, I've never been to a baby shower before. I thought you were supposed to, like, bring a gift.
Yeah, well, listen, you kind of are, and this is basically what you did. So you've done well. Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. You've never been to a baby shower?
No.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can't explain why, but it kind of does.
I remember my mom going to them a while ago.
Like, just going to a bunch of them? Like...
I feel like when I was a kid, you went to a lot.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's the time to do it, you know, when you're at that age. All right. Well, hey, that's very cool. That's sweet. Let's hear about your holidays, though. I mean, it was the holiday time. Let's hear about it.
Oh. One more thing about the acting class.
Oh, okay. Oh, hang on a second. Is this good? Is this, like, exciting?
Well, I don't know if it's weird or not, but they...
Oh, hang on. Would you say that this part is sad or happy? You have to pick one.
I ended up, I guess, more happy.
Okay, the way you said that, I'm going to go with sad.
they emailed me on... I emailed them, and then they emailed me back on New Year's Eve. And then they're like, do you want to set up a call tonight or tomorrow? So, well, first I was just annoyed that I have to call them.
What do you mean?
But then I sign up for a class.
Yeah, you're like, why can't I just come?
Yeah.
Like, they have to, like, check to make sure that you're, like, is there a certain, like, prerequisites that they have to, like, make sure you're, like, what was the reason? Did you ever find out what the reason for the call was?
Well, I said I wanted I would do it on New Year's Day, but then I was too hungover, so then I did it on the day after. But well, he just like told me about the class and then asked like what my goals are and stuff like
that. What your goals are?
Yeah.
God, that would piss me off so much if someone asked me that. I'd be like, I'm a fucking grown up. Don't fucking ask me what my goals are. My goals are to fucking pay you money for this fucking service that you have. Talk to me like a fucking baby.
The other one I looked at, you have to do a 1 to 2 page monologue on Zoom for them if you want to take a class.
Like, what do you mean? Well, who do they think they are? Who do they think they are? Like, who do you think you are? I'm serious here. What are you talking about? In order to give you money to fucking have you tell me how to do the make-em-ups, I gotta fucking do a bunch of fucking work beforehand? This is outrageous to me. Is that like that? That's normal? Maybe people who are I'm not an actor. I've never done any acting. I've mentioned it before, I think, on the podcast. I've gone to one audition in my life. I was a stand-up comedian, and somebody saw me do stand-up comedy and they asked me to come do an audition for A&W hamburgers and I was supposed to like come up and like I was gonna be going up to the drive-through and then I was like supposed to eat the burger and like and I like there was this really serious guy who was like he was like from England or something and he was like he had like a turtleneck on and he was like very serious about acting and he thought he was like doing serious stuff still. And he just like, he's like, I need to believe that you want the burger. Like, no exaggeration. He was like really saying that shit to me while all these like corporate people were on their cell phones sitting in the back playing. And I just like kept doing it the same way. And then he's like, no, you have to show me. And then I was like, buddy, I don't know what you're trying to tell me. I'm not going to be able to do whatever you want me to do. I'm just going to fucking leave. And I just fucking walked out. And that was the last time I ever did an audition. And that person I know got the role. Sean Kaboom Atomic, he's a rapper and he did stand up a bit too. You would actually know him, Ben, if you anyways, he ended up getting the role, so good for him. Okay, so you had the call with the guy. I mean, you're pretty, you know, it's pretty standard for you, like you're well versed in having an uncomfortable conversation with somebody, right?
Yeah, well, he seemed nice. He just like told me about how they do it.
Mm-hmm. How do they do it?
They send you a, well, he sent me like, I think it's like a 60 page script, but the scene's only 1 or 2 pages, but you're supposed to read the whole script.
For
and
what?
And you practice the scene in the class, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you just like do they teach you stuff though, right?
Yeah, I think we have to like perform the scene and then they like teach you how to do
they
it.
They tell
better.
You. So I have a question. What's the guy who's doing the class? What the hell's he done? That's what I would the first day I would say like, oh, what have you done? Give me your name. Give me your IMDb ID, pal. Let's see if I'm even going to listen to a goddamn thing you have to say. You know what I mean? Is this guy?
He's done some acting.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I hope he's done some. It's his first time. That's a real racket. He's just like, well, I'm kind of going to learn along with you guys. But I kind of got the acting bug myself. I thought I'd start a class and I decided to be the teacher. So, okay. Yeah. Because I would ask him to see his IMDb. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I
would
find it.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Oh, we shouldn't say his name, should we? Or whatever. He's an actor. He's like a fucking.
Yeah, you could say it.
He probably wants it, people to know his name, right? Okay, what is it? I'm gonna look him up.
Scott Bromley.
Does not sound like. Okay, hang on. Holy fuck. Oh shit, this guy's wacky. Okay, so this guy he's into Star Wars. Did you know that?
Oh, he has a weird
yeah, like he works
that's just like a thing he posts.
Is this the same guy who works for Lucasfilm?
It might not be the same guy.
It says he's a TV writer.
I feel like that's a different guy.
You think this is a different guy? I write giggles and ha-has that make the kiddies guffaw and chortle. An Emmy Award-winning writer, producer of the Star Wars show. Voice of Yoda.
I don't think that's
him. You don't think that's him? So how is there a different Scott Bromley? No, this is the same one. Look him up. Google him. Hang on. Is that him? Look at the camera. Look at the camera.
I've only talked to him.
What the fuck? I mean, I can't. Hang on. The Vancouver Actors Guide. The Actors Chapel. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, so this is the guy. Teaching in Los Angeles. Okay, so he doesn't have any. I don't know. I don't see any. I don't know about this. I mean, if it is the same guy, fair enough. But if it's a different guy, it's like this guy is literally like there's another guy with his name who's like marginally successful, and he just like has all of the Google results. So yeah. I don't know. How much money did you give? Have you given your money yet?
Yeah.
You have. What's the refund policy? Because I could teach you acting. I'm kind of interested. I watch a lot of acting. So I feel like I'm somewhat of a... Okay, well, hey, that's exciting, Ben. Congratulations. But let's get into your holidays. You know, it's holiday time. We want to hear what you did for your holidays. So first off, I'm gonna give you an opportunity. What is the most exciting thing that happened to you during the holidays?
I got sunglasses.
It's fucking January. Why are you buying? Like, are you one of these guys who buys all your shit off season so you can get a deal? Well, I just want to be clear as well, folks. We have not had a fucking ray of sunshine in Vancouver in the past month. Not a single ray of sunshine. So I do not know what could lead somebody to do this. Explain that, please, if you could.
Well, I asked my dad to get me new sunglasses because I wanted new ones. I got nice ones.
Oh, okay. So this was a gift that you got, and this is what you needed. What was your situation with sunglasses before?
Well, I've won like cheaper pair.
Have you ever had an expensive pair?
I had one nice pair, but I probably got it like maybe like 7 or 8 years ago. So I don't know if they're worn out or not.
Gotcha. I have Ray-Bans, polarized Ray-Bans, just the Wayfarer sort of. Those are my favorite ones that I like to wear, and I've had them for a number of years now, and they've been pretty solid for me. So what did you get? What did you get for Christmas?
I think it's called Chimi. It's like Chimi.
Chimi. I've not heard of that brand before. I've never heard of them.
It's a Swedish company.
Oh, sweet. I just looked them up. $5.69, the first one that I found. I'm not joking. It's really... I mean, it's not one of theirs, but it is funny that when you look up Chimi sunglasses, the first one that comes is $5.69. Okay, so these look nice. I like these. Okay, I see. I see the style. Okay. Very cool. So do you have them with you? Can I see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, show them, put them on. I'll even maybe, maybe I'll even like take a screenshot photo or whatever. He's just going to grab them. Well, he's gone. Let's play the tuna fish song. Oh, he's back. Never mind.
goodness.
He's taking him out of the box now. He's popping him up. Imagine he broke him. Classic. Let's see how they look on him. Okay, they look good. I can't lie. I wanted to roast his ass, but they look good. You got a good pair, man. You got a good pair. They fit your head well. They make you look good. They actually, I'll tell you, if sunglasses don't make you look cool, that's a bad pair. That's the number one thing they should do. Maybe number two, I guess, after sun protection. It should be to make you look cool. That's the truth. So, and those ones do, absolutely. So congratulations, Ban. We love that. Ban getting himself some sunglasses. He's carefully putting them back in the box now. So into the case. He'll do that for about 3 weeks, and then he'll just fucking toss them. That's what everyone does. Oh, I carefully put them back into the case, and then that goes out the window after a month. You know, when life starts happening. Okay, so any other exciting things? What'd you do for New Year's Eve?
I went to a party at my girlfriend's place.
Oh shit. That's sweet, because you just get to stay there.
Yeah.
That's ideal. You don't even have to find a way home. Yeah. But it's still not your house, so you don't have to, like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's really perfect. I love to hear that. I did a stream. I did a stream, actually, a New Year's Eve stream.
I watched the last, like, 5 minutes of it.
Oh, really? Because after New Year's. Yeah, I was probably...
Like, for the countdown. I was trying to find a live thing.
And you found mine.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. We had a good time. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Also, I don't know. I don't think have we recorded since you hooked me up? Have we recorded?
No.
Oh man, so Ben also hooked me up. This was weeks ago or last, like, you know. But you got tickets to see the Iron Claw advanced screening, and you couldn't go because you had another party to go to, which, by the way, like, are you becoming, like, too much of a party guy? We can talk about that after, but, like, you might be partying too hard. Every story you have is, I was at a party, I was partying, I was going to a party. But in this case, it worked out well for me because he sent me a message saying, hey, you can go see this. And that's my favorite thing in the world, is to see a fucking movie before everyone else gets to see it, advanced screening. And not only that, but advanced screening for a movie that I was very excited to fucking watch. And it happened that I was completely free on the evening, had no plans whatsoever. Couldn't have worked out better. And then even on top of that, I was like, oh, I'll send a message to producer Dan. Producer Dan, who's actually sober now. So he's dealing with, like, sobriety and he obviously loves fucking wrestling and would have been so excited. And he was free that night, so he came with me. We watched it. We loved it. We cried. We had a great time. So we were really singing Ban's praises on that evening. You really did a great job during the holidays. It was pretty impressive, I gotta say. I don't want to. I feel like I'm doing the applause too much, so I'm gonna do laughter instead. But it has applause as well. So any other fun stories or anything that you want to get to?
I watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, I know. I seen on your thing. I mean, it's the time of the year for movies. So now, should we go over? Let's talk about this. I'll give you my list, because I did that. That was part of my stream, was my top 20 movies of the year. So I will give you my list right now. I'll give you my top 10. And you sort of, or let's say top 5. Now let's do top 10, and then you can say kind of what, I don't want to make you do 10, but then you can sort of say what your favorite movies were. You probably didn't even watch 10, so, all right. So mine goes, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so May December is number 10, Dream Scenario is number 9, Blackberry is number 8, The Killer is number 7, Spider-Verse is number 6, Poor Things is number 5, Killers of the Flower Moon is number 3. Oh, I'm wrong. It's number 4. I fucked up. Past Lives is number 3. The Holdovers is number 2. And number 1 is Anatomy of a Fall. That's my list for the... So what would you say? Like, if you had to give your top 3 movies of the year?
I think Past Lives number 1.
Yeah.
There's one other... Oh, I mean, the Holdovers was good.
Let me look at your I'm just going to look at your reviews for the for this year as well, because then I can see like which ones did you give 5 stars to, you know?
The Promised Land is really good.
Oh, did you watch The Promised Land?
I saw that one at VIFF.
Oh, fuck it. I watched it.
Oh yeah, did I saw it on your list.
Did we talk about it?
No.
No, I loved it. I loved it. I had no idea about it, and all of a sudden I saw it on torrents and I was like, "Holy fuck, this is incredible." Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was really really good. Okay, so you don't really have Past Lives was your favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was number
There's
two.
There's one more on your list that I really liked. I can't remember.
Well, let me read it to you again. Was it Blackberry, May, December? The Killer?
Oh, yeah. Blackberry.
Blackberry, yeah.
Yeah. Blackberry's in my top three.
Okay. So Blackberry and.
Say Past Lives, Blackberry, Promised Land.
Okay. Hey, good list. Good list. Can't argue with that one. Hey, let's go. Speaking of that. You know, while we're on the topic, let's go ahead and pop on over and we will check out Band's movie reviews for this week. Okay, so Ben, did you watch all of these, like Wonka, Unlocked, May, December, Poor Things?
Yeah. And I think there's one more since we...
But I literally can't click through because there's something wrong on Letterboxd. I'm not joking. Letterboxd won't let me click through when I click to more.
The other one was not that good.
Okay.
It was the... what are they called? The Please Don't Destroy movie.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I had a couple of moments. It was a bit, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. Okay, well, let's go through your reviews then. We've got Wonka. Oh, it won't let me read your review for Wonka. Literally, I can only read the two recent reviews for Poor Things and May, December. So... Wonka, you gave 4 stars to, and Unlocked, you gave 4.5 stars to. Unlocked is a Korean mystery movie, right? About the girl who has her phone and stole. And you really liked it, eh? I was thinking about watching
that. Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, so do you think I should watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix. Okay. Yeah, I had considered watching this movie a couple of times and never ended up getting around to it, but...
I watched it with my dad on Christmas.
Oh, nice. What did your dad think of it?
He seemed
fall asleep, kind of like a dad does at Christmas time. He's like had a couple of rum and eggnogs, and he's kind of like his eyes are kind of like going in and out of like that sort of thing.
He seemed like really like engaged and into it when it was happening. And then after he seemed like he was like, what the hell happened?
Oh, I see. He was a little bit, what the fuck's going on? He said, they weren't speaking English, eh? And you say, oh, yeah, Dad, there were subtitles. You know, he's fucking drunk as hell off the eggnog. I don't even know if your dad drinks. Okay. Well, let's go ahead with May, December. I loved May, December. Very, very good movie. I love those kind of salacious kind of movies that like you said, it's like sort of like soap opera-ish almost and almost like, but it has that like really high quality cinematography and acting and stuff. It rarely happens, I think, and I really enjoy when they make movies like that. So you gave it 4 stars. It is weird and unsettling. Totally agree. Some of the music feels like a parody of a soap opera. Yeah, on purpose, definitely. The acting, like they did that on purpose, definitely, you know? Yeah. The acting is good in a creepy but realistic way. Agreed. The guy... I think he's going to get nominated for Best Supporting Actor, the husband, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's really good in it because you just believe him as that kind of like, you know, that kind of dopey kind of...
The son from her past marriage is really weird, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, I mean, it's a very weird film, definitely. Speaking of weird films, the next one that you reviewed is 2023's Poor Things, 4.5 stars. Emma Stone's acting was amazing, and she made it feel real that her character was learning and evolving so fast. Yes, agreed. Her acting is incredible. There's like a little bit in the beginning, I did find that it's like she's talking like a baby. Do you know what I mean? And like using that kind of language that's kind of just corny and it's just kind of like difficult, right? But it's like we understand it's servicing the plot of the movie, but there was maybe 15 minutes where I was like, okay, stop talking like this. But yeah, she did as well as you could possibly do in that role, and she deserves all kind of accolades for it. There were many other good acting performances as well. Yeah, I mean, Mark Ruffalo, when he slams his head into the fucking bar top, that moment in the movie was just so good to me. That like just that moment of like pure rage that he just doesn't even know what to do with, that it's so violent and out of nowhere. It is funny. He does lose his accent a number of times, but whatever. It is disgusting and absurd, but also a good commentary on how someone would act if they grew up without the influence of society. Yes, absolutely. Great. Hey, one of your better reviews, Ben, eh? One of your better reviews. Let's give it up. What's the next movie you're gonna watch? You got any other on the list? Why don't we go to a movie together?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why don't we go watch one?
I want to see. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, what about you know what we should go watch? That one about the pool. Let's go watch the one about the pool. What's it called? It's got Wyatt Russell in it. Yeah, come on. We got to go watch the. I think it's called The Pool or something. I don't know. It's something about a pool and the pool. Night Swim and the pool eats people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's go see Night Swim together. When does it come out? Oh, it comes out tomorrow. So we can go anytime. Okay, let's do this, okay? Let's set up a time. Ariel's birthday is tomorrow, so we won't be doing it tomorrow. But yeah, let's do it like next week or something. Let's find a time, maybe on the weekend, maybe Sunday, something like that, where we can go and watch the pool movie together. Have sort of a day out. Yeah, we could like even record some stuff too, you know what I mean, for the pod, for the Patreon and stuff. All right, that sounds good. All right, well, hey, you want to do a little bit of improv? We got about 7 minutes left. We could do 7 minutes in heaven. By the way, I got a message back from today from Ivanka Trump. Do you know something interesting that I got to tell you? You're familiar with Jeffrey Epstein, Ben?
Yeah.
Whoa, careful. Ben's on the logs. Ben, imagine one of the names on the logs was Ben. On the flight logs, it just says Ben. Oh no, Ben's on the logs. You know, everyone has to unsubscribe. I wouldn't kick him off. I'm sorry. I would stand by him. No, he'd be booted. You don't worry. Don't worry. Listen, that is my commitment to you as a listeners. And as patrons and as subscribers, if I see Ben's fucking name on the fucking Epstein flight logs, he is gone, pal. There ain't no getting out of it. You know, he's out of here. I'm sorry. I'm tough like that. But basically, an interesting thing is that, you know, there's a list that's going to be released. It's in the news, right? It's the flight list of all the names of the people who flew to the island or whatever. It's supposed to get, I think it's got delayed to the 22nd or something. But a long time ago, Jeffrey Epstein's little black book got released, where it's just his phone number. It's his address book. And it got released. I don't know how. I have no idea. But it's like public record. It's like out there. You can just find it anytime. You can go look at it. And nobody even changed their numbers. Like all the people that are on there, they're like really famous, high profile people. Like, you know, that's how I got Alan Dershowitz's cell phone number. It's just on there, his current cell phone number. That's Ivanka Trump. It's her current cell phone number is just on that fucking list. And you can just reach out to them. It's crazy. Like the guy who Doug Liman, he's like the director. He directed Edge of Tomorrow, and he's doing that Civil War movie that's coming out. he's on the list. I called the number on the list. It was his assistant. And I was like, hey, I'm doing a book report trying to find out why these people were friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And his assistant had no idea that he was in the little black book. Anyway, so that's kind of an interesting thing that if you do want to go look up, you can find all kinds of people's phone numbers in there and they are all the same. Because they're too fucking, I guess they're too established. I don't know. I think if my fucking phone number was in Jeffrey Epstein's black book, I would change it. I don't know. All right. Let's do a little bit of improv. Let's do improv. Let's say we're in an acting class and I'm an acting professor. Okay. No, you're the acting professor.
Yeah.
You're the acting coach or teacher, whatever. What do they call them? Like, is it a
teacher? Maybe it could be a coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't be a coach, I think. Coach is for sports. Okay. Here we go. And action. Okay. Is this like an exercise that we're doing? I'm sorry. I mean, I've paid my money and everything, and we've just kind of been sitting here in this room now for about 20 minutes. Is there something we're going to do?
Yeah, I was trying to find the script on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's not part of like a... You're just having a difficulty. Is it like in an email or something? Or because I don't know how, like, where would it be? You've been looking on your phone for 20 minutes. If you haven't found it now, I don't feel like you're going to. I feel like you're kind of maybe doing the thing where you keep looking back in the same place because you're just so frustrated and you feel like it must be there because you're like, I knew I put it there. I know I did. And you're just going back and checking the same threads over and over again. So, by the way, have you done any acting?
Yeah, like a little bit.
I just heard your stomach growl. Are you so unsuccessful at acting that you're unable to feed yourself? I mean, that was audible. That was like picked up like louder than your fucking voice. I think maybe the microphone might be kind of down around your chest area. Is that possible? Could that
it's kind of at my chin.
It isn't at your chin, you liar. I'm looking at you. I can see your chin. That's lie number two, everyone. I've caught him in another whopper.
My chest.
I've caught him in another whopper. Okay, so let's get back into the scene. Have you done like any acting? I was looking up your IMDb and everything, and I couldn't find anything.
I did a lot of auditions.
Did a lot of auditions. And you didn't get any of them? So
not really.
Yeah, and sorry, and this class is on how to perform at an audition. So you're giving me pointers on how to perform an audition. You're telling me in all of the times you've ever auditioned, you have never once successfully done it?
I learned a lot.
I have a sort of unrelated question, but I think a lot of the people are wondering, because it's not just me here in the class. There's all of us here. Do you think it was appropriate to wear those shorts?
Yeah, it's pretty hot out.
I wonder. Well, that's not what I mean. I get that it's. I just mean the length of them as far as how it corresponds with the length of your penis. Buddy, you're tipping. You're turtle head and you're tipping. We can see your penis.
I didn't know you could see it.
Yeah, we can.
Should we try Shakespeare?
Are you going to put it away? I mean, I feel like, we'll do some Shakespeare and then your penis can say to pee or not to pee. that's really funny. That's really funny. And scene.
Hey, I saw her. Baron thinks he's got the best.
Hang on, someone's calling me. I'm not
Russian
joking.
Accent.
Someone's calling me. Hello?
Is this Jonathan?
Yeah, it's Jonathan.
Okay, good. Jonathan, it's Ralph Nudie. How are you?
Oh, Mr. Nudie, sir, can I, I'm just on a call right now. Would I be able to give you a quick shout back in about 5 minutes?
We're fine. I wanted to make sure I saved your number in my phone. I wasn't sure I had the right one. So I'm going to save it, and I'm going to shoot you an email.
Okay, perfect. Let me know when you talk to Man Cow, and let me know what a good time is for...
No, wrong number. Okay, gotcha. No, this isn't who I thought I had.
Oh,
gotcha.
I was
on it with Mega.
Yeah, I'm calling. I was calling from Liberty, trying to get an interview with Man Cow.
Yes, I remember now. Thank you very much. I apologize.
Thank you, Nudie. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. That was just Man Cow Mueller's producer, Nudie. Calling me back completely. As you could hear, that, right, man?
Yeah,
the whole conversation. So he thought I was a completely different person that he talked to. He's just like, this guy's just a fucking mess. He's just like, oh, you're that? Oh, wait, who? Oh, no, it's fine. I was just seeing if I had the, oh, wait, like, this is fucking, yeah, it's, Brian will love that. My co-host of guys there. We love Man Cow. So as you can, yeah, I'm currently, there's a little peek behind the curtain for y'all on the Patreon. I'm currently working on trying to get an interview with Man Cow Mueller. All right, everyone. Well, I guess that's the end. Do you have anything that you want to plug, man?
Well, I was going to try to get my video to post, but it looks like the guy who helped me make it's in Mexico. So maybe I'll bother him later.
Sorry, you can't. So just to be clear, you cannot get a hold of the video you made. So you're 2024. This guy is unable to get a hold of a video he made that is online. I mean, that is ridiculous. He's in Mexico. They don't have internet. I don't understand. Why did you not get that to begin with? It's your video.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think if I film another one, if I use just my phone, Michael, it sound bad?
Yeah. Yes, it will. Yes, that's why. Like, you've heard a real video and a one that someone just shoots, right? You can tell the difference, right?
Yeah, I think so, I need to get a mic.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get? I mean, you can just get a little shotgun mic. I mean, you know, for like a phone, you could do that. You can also get like a lav that connects in too. I mean, I don't know.
I have like a lav for one person, but if I do like two people, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, wait a second. If only there was a... Oh, wait. Maybe a second lav? That's just crazy enough to work. Yeah. All right, we can talk about it afterwards. Van's making some videos. You can't watch them. This guy ran off to Mexico with his videos and he won't fucking give them back. So that's Van's plug. He made a video and you can't watch it. You never will be able to. Okay, bye.
Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Yeah, I want to get a big laugh in at the end, you know, like after the thing plays, just as like a treat for everyone, a big laugh. You got something? Hang on. Ready?
Sunglasses.
Oh, come on.